This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley held a press conference at City Hall this morning to make an announcement about the streetcar project. He says he'll work with streetcar supporters to secure private funding for the operating cost of the system. Cranley says if those dollars can be guaranteed, he may agree to let the first phase of the project move forward. Here's a portion of Cranley's announcement this morning.
There have been a number of conversations in recent days, and the supporters of the streetcar have said publicly that they agree with me and Kevin that the city should not pay the operating expenses of the streetcar. And they believe that the money should come from private sources or from fares or from corporate sponsorships or from advertising or whatever it could be. And I have listened. I have met with the leadership of the streetcar supporters, and I'm here to say that I'm willing to partner with them if they can guarantee the operating expenses before we incur additional costs. And I know that that is an enormous undertaking, and I know that it may not be possible. And frankly, if they can't come forward with those kinds of operating dollars, I won't be upset. It's a huge obligation, but it's an obligation that I believe that these guys shouldn't have to bear, and the citizens shouldn't have to suffer. I have offered my help to the leadership to work with the business community to see if they can come up with the operating dollars. Now, bear in mind that if they do that, it would still require us to take on enormous additional capital debt. Enormous additional capital debt, which, frankly, if I had to choose, wouldn't have been my first priority. But people have asked, is there any middle ground? Is there any opportunity for compromise? And I'm here to say that I will try. And I've listened, and I'm willing to work with people if they can help take the liability off of the basic services of the city on an ongoing basis.
Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley at a City Hall press conference this morning talking about the streetcar project. A couple of things in there. He mentioned Kevin Flynn as a council member who was there, and he mentioned these guys, and those guys and gals were the heads of some of the city's labor unions. Howard, you were there. I got an email about this announcement last night around 7:30.
Yeah.
Immediately called some sources. I kind of got close to what was going to be announced. Didn't get it exactly right, but I was close. And my first thought was, wow.
Yeah.
And
right.
What did you think being there?
Well, I mean, it was very surprising. And, you know, he kicked the door open just a little bit for the streetcar supporters. Now, the problem with that is that little crack in the door could be slammed shut a week from today, because the federal government has said by December 19th, if you don't have this worked out, we're going to pull the $45 million, and you're still going to owe us about $4.5 million.
And essentially, if the federal government withdraws that $45 million, the project's dead.
It's dead in a doornail. And John Cranley said that today. But he also said that at the behest of the streetcar supporters, he would make some phone calls today to the federal officials, seeing if they would extend that deadline, perhaps to the end of the month. But, you know, who knows what will happen there.
But this is might be too simple, but this is sort of an $80 million carrot and stick.
That's right. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, he's putting a lot of the burden upon the pro streetcar people to work with these private foundations and private sector people to come up with this money. He said he would help, and he has to a certain extent. I know he's had some discussions, but, you know, he's putting it on them.
Why now? You know, John Cranley, we've talked on this program, campaigned to be mayor,
right. Yeah.
To kill the streetcar and stop the parking lease. And those were clearly the two issues. And so why, I won't say reverse course, but at least change course with a week to go before a decision that could have canceled it completely.
Right. Maybe part of it has to do with what he's seen, you know, from the pro streetcar people. You know, they seem to be having some success in putting together a petition drive to put a charter amendment on the ballot. He really doesn't want that at all. The main sticking point for him, he says, has always been this question of how will we pay for the operation and maintenance? We can't do this in the city's operating budget. we've got all of these other things we have to do, the police, fire, picking up the trash, clearing the snow off the streets, basic services, and we have a budget crisis as it is, and we can't take on more liabilities. So this is the only way that it could possibly be done.
Well, let me talk a couple of strategy questions for Mr. Mayor Cranley. Could part of this be to soften his image that he doesn't look so bad that he killed the streetcar, that he offered them, okay, if you can do this, then I will do this?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It gives him an out. You know, he could go back, you know, if this doesn't work, and say, hey, look, I tried. I gave you an opportunity, but it didn't work, so this is the way it has to be. We can't spend this money out of our operating budget.
What about the strategy, too, that if he could get the, you know, if they are successful, they raise this $80 million, we're saying, and it's guaranteed. That's better than having it go on the ballot, where I believe there's language in the charter amendment that they should seek private funding to operate the streetcar, but it's not necessarily guaranteed the way this would be.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, there would be no guarantee. And that process would have to start sometime after this whole, you know, referendum played itself out.
What I know you tried to reach out to We Believe in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I don't believe you'd heard back from them. You talked to Councilmember Yvette Simpson, who is a supporter of the project. What did Ms. Simpson have to say?
Well, I mean, she said that, you know, it was at least moving the ball forward a little bit. You know, it was a possibility, and that she's had discussions with people in private foundations about the possibility of doing this. But she made it clear that they're going to want something in return, too. You know, if they're going to commit $80 million over that long period of time to this, they're going to want something out of the deal themselves. And so it's going to be very difficult, as she said, to do this within a week.
And unless they get the extension, that's the deadline they're facing.
It would appear to be so. I mean, the federal government has made it clear. December 19th, if you don't have it worked out, we're taking the money back, period.
And I would assume part of this is still another if. This is still contingent on the audit that's underway, analyzing how much it's going to cost to continue the project versus stopping the project. And if that number is still a large difference between the two, even if they get the operating money, they're still probably not going to continue the project.
Right, yeah. If they don't convince people like Kevin Flynn or Councilmember David Mann that it would be in the city's best interest to go forward in terms of dollars, then it'll kill it anyway.
And the results of that study are expected sometime next week, and there's supposed to be a lot of council meetings and discussions about the streetcar project. Is this one going to be one of those stories that just keeps on giving?
Yeah, I have a feeling you're right. I think it really is. You know, I don't see any way of this just absolutely dying on the vine.
And we will be right there to cover it for you as the conversation about the streetcar project in Cincinnati continues. Coming up after a short break, we'll be talking with Dayton, Ohio's new mayor, Nan Whaley. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.